With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The presidential candidates are scrambling to capture the support of whatever undecided voters may still be out there at this late date. Former President Trump in Macon, Georgia last night, sending a message to Kamala Harris and urging voters to do the same.
You're the worst vice president in the history of our country. It's the worst administration in the history of our country. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired.
Harris insisting that she is optimistic on the eve of Election Day.
I am feeling great.
Harris speaking in Detroit. Today, Pennsylvania will be the focus of her efforts on the campaign trail.
Harris wraps up her presidential bid with an all-day, all-out swing through the Keystone State, her 18th trip to Pennsylvania since launching her candidacy. She's making stops in five cities that will take her across the state and back before a closing event in Philadelphia, as she delivers a final pitch to mobilize voters.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston reporting from his tour of the Blue Wall states. Democrat Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania tells Joe Rogan's podcast that Donald Trump's message is resonating with the voters of Pennsylvania. Also at SRNNews.com, parts of Oklahoma on guard for the possibility of more severe weather. At least 11 people injured yesterday morning when powerful storms ripped the roofs off buildings, tossed cars about, left tens of thousands of homes and businesses without power. Much of those utility customers have since gotten their electricity back. In flood-ravaged eastern Spain, 217 bodies have been recovered so far. Authorities there say an unknown number of people are still unaccounted for. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 31 points, NASDAQ futures 34 points higher. This is SRN News. Los Angeles has a special place for transgender people to vote.
The city has established a polling place that will only be open to individuals who are living as the opposite sex. LGBT activists and LA officials say transgender people need a place where they will feel, quote, safe while voting. Ordinarily, Americans have to vote at their assigned precinct, but in California, there are also general polling places where people can cast their ballots outside of their immediate locality. Election Day is Tuesday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are issuing a warning about Missouri's abortion amendment. The measure would bar the government from infringing on a person's fundamental right to reproductive freedom. Pro-lifers say that language would allow children to get abortions and sex change operations without parental involvement. In addition to Missouri, voters are considering constitutional abortion amendments in Nebraska, Montana, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota. SRN News. Well, just how big of a TV do you really need?
Forget that puny 65-inch TV that was bigger than average just a few years ago. Now, retailers are rolling out more XXL screens measuring more than 8 feet across. That's wider than a three-seat sofa. Supersized TVs accounted for only 1.7% of all TV revenues in the first 9 months of the year. However, companies preparing for Christmas have reason to think the Ultra category will be a very bright spot in the TV market. Jason Walker reporting.
There's a hurricane watch for the Cayman Islands and a tropical storm warning for Jamaica. The National Hurricane Center says a storm system in the Caribbean expected to become a hurricane could bring heavy rains to Cuba and Florida and possibly the northern coast of the Gulf of Mexico later in this week. More details, SRNNews.com.